Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I am back. Lord willing, I will be able to upload this video. As many of you know, I have not been able to upload anything for at least a month. I have tried everything that I know, from a new computer to a new ISP number, and the list goes on and on. However, today, I was asking the Lord if he had anything he wanted to share with his people concerning 2020. And I started getting a message. And while I was getting the message, I also got a download of what I could do to get this message up to you. And so I tried a sample video, and it actually started uploading. So I was so excited. The Lord has given me a way to get these messages out to you, I believe. So thank you all so much for praying for me and for supporting me. I have missed being on YouTube. I have missed being able to share with you the dreams and the words, the messages and the warnings that the Lord continues to give me. I have shared some of those on my blog. And so if you haven't already, please go read. I think there's about 4 or 5 messages and warnings the Lord has given me, and I will have that link down below in the description box so you can catch up a little bit on what the Lord has showed me. However, I'm very behind in the things that he's given me, so come the new year, I hope to be able to catch up, especially on YouTube. So brothers and sisters, I do have this message I want to share with you right now. Like I said, I asked this Lord specifically. You know, the thing the Lord showed me this morning is he has told me this before. He says, you do not have because you do not ask. And a lot of times we forget to ask the Lord for things, even the most basic of things. We forget to ask him, and therefore we don't receive the blessing from him. And so specifically, I wanted to know about 2020, and so I went ahead and asked him, and I did receive this message. So please hang in there with me. It's a little bit of a lengthy message, but I hope that it will direct you, bless you, encourage you, as well as give you the warnings that you need. Okay, here's this message. Now is the time to rise up and be my people. All who shrink back have made their choice and will not be in my army. I am calling many out of their places of complacency into the fiery waters of testing. They shall emerge clean, pure, and sanctified. They will have proven their sincerity towards me, for they will have given up their own lives for the kingdom of God. This testing that is coming will purge my church from who is mine and who is counterfeit. There are many counterfeits now. Many false prophets and teachers that work for another. They do the bidding of their father, and I will expose them plainly to you if you ask and seek me on this. 2020 will be a year like no other. You will see the work of the enemy as he does not hide anymore, but is in plain sight. This will strengthen the resolve of my people as they will truly know good from evil. Their hearts will be set on righteousness, goodness, charity, love. They will conform to my image in all things and give up their adulterous ways. 2020 will be the year of decision for many. They will decide who they will follow. They will personally align themselves with the sheep or with the goats. I do not even have to sift, for they do this for me. The hatred in the hearts of those who choose another will increase, and their wicked deeds will become so intense that it will be like hell here on earth. Now, I want to stop there, brothers and sisters. And the Lord, when he says they choose another, the Lord, the another in this message is Satan. So I'll read that again so you understand it. The hatred in the hearts of those who choose another will increase, and their wicked deeds will become so intense that it will be like hell here on earth. Yes, the very gates of hell have been opened, and the wickedness will abound like never before. This must be because it is the final showdown of humanity. In 2020, there will be great darkness, but my light will continue to shine brighter for those who look for it. 2020 will be a time of disasters, a time of war, a time of fire, natural disasters that are precipitated by man, great darkness, but my light will pierce that darkness. The tares and the goats will be exposed. The righteous shall run to me, their strong tower. The lines in the sand will be drawn, the faithful and the unfaithful. Persecution will come, and it will come in many forms. Captivity will also come, and it will come in many forms. This is my judgment on the church as she moves away from me and follows another. In 2020, I will bring great peace to my children. This is one of their rewards for serving me. I will hide them under my wings, and they will know that I am there with them. I will not leave them or forsake them. I will be a father to them, and they will be my beloved children. My people are to prepare according to what I have shown them to do. They are to seek me on their physical well-being, as well as spend more time listening and hearing my voice. Only true repentance can change what is coming. I will hear the prayers of repentance, and my arm will not be too short that I cannot save. Repent, O daughter of Babylon, for your sins are like scarlet, but they can be white as snow. Only I have the power to do so. There is a cry in the wilderness, a few voices that call out, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And that was the end of the message that I received from the Lord, and there is a transcript of this message, and it is down below. So in summary, brothers and sisters, 2020 will be a year of decisions, disasters, war, a year of fire, a year of persecution. However, during this time, there will be great peace for his people. And a lot of people I know from this message will tell me that once the judgments start falling, there's no turning back, and I do believe that that is true. I believe that there will be individual repentance and forgiveness from the Lord that he is extending. But the judgments will be coming forth, though however, the timing of these judgments might shift. So they might be delayed due to the repentance of his people. So I just wanted to share that all with you. So thank you again, brothers and sisters, for coming and listening to the message that the Lord has given me. I will be continuing to pray for all of my subscribers. Stay blessed. Shalom.